From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Officials estimate 1,000 people have been displaced in Mendocino County by wildfires there. Also, at least 14,000 people are under evacuation orders in and around Redding, which has been hit by deadly wildfires. Lake County Sheriff's Lieutenant Corey Pollich saying today that two blazes are encroaching on Lakeport, Upper Lake, and Nice, but have not yet reached heavily populated areas. Pollich says residents have been heeding evacuation orders because they've seen the destruction caused by past fires. The county's been hit by several wildfires since 2015 that destroyed thousands of homes and killed at least four people. The huge blaze near Redding has displaced 38,000 from their homes and killed six people. Fire officials say the deadly blaze has slowed its growth after days of rapid expansion. The blaze, burning for more than a week, has scorched 155 square miles and destroyed 723 homes. Also, a bank account has been established to assist those in need from the Redding car fire. Donations can be made at any of the three Redwood Capital branches, Eureka, Fortuna, and Arcata. The account is Humboldt Cares Redding Fire Fund. Local homeowners and residents of manufactured home communities, renters, and community groups involved with the California Housing Now Coalition will convene outside the Humboldt County Courthouse tomorrow, 5 p.m. to advocate for and educate the public on Proposition 10. It seeks to repeal the 1995 Costa-Hawkins Rental Housing Act. If passed by voters in November, Prop 10 would allow local governments to establish more comprehensive rent control laws that protect affordable housing and address the housing crisis. Those attending the rally will be calling up the Humboldt County Commissioners to pass a resolution supporting Proposition 10. You need to watch out for more work being done in the sewer infrastructure in Eureka. Crews replacing sewer laterals and installing sewer cleanouts this week in the vicinity of the Red Line Hotel and Target. That phase of construction should last for about a month, and the work requires traffic control with detours around road closures. They'll be doing work between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., weather permitting. Scrap Humboldt is looking for talented artists who highlight the world of creative reuse in their art-making practice to apply for the first-ever Artist-in-Residence with the group. They're looking to inspire creative reuse and environmentally sustainable behavior by providing educational programs and affordable materials to the community. Scrap looking for ways to engage with creative rethinkers. They're offering two-month-long artist residences this fall, September to October, November to December. Applications can be found at scraphumboldt.org and are due by August 15th. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.